This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We played some video for you, the audio track to a video here a few moments ago on the program. If you're just tuning in, it is a mother who is telling her son, 7 years old, by the way, that he needs to leave. He's got to get out of the house because he voted for Donald Trump in a school election. And again, he's in elementary school. She packed his bag for him, and it's by the front door, and she tells him, you know, you better get your S and get out. She then follows him into the street, continuing to harangue him. She also made up a cardboard sign that indicates that he had voted for Donald Trump in case the neighbors were curious as to why he was out there. It says, quote, my mom kicked me out because I voted for Donald Trump. He throws a fit. He's screaming. He's crying. And she's just basically saying, you Trump lover, you get out of my house. The sheriff in the area is considering filing charges in this case. They are investigating. He is saying he's outraged by it as a parent. They did say that they talked to the boy. They talked to the mother. And there's actually a different story. The one I shared with you earlier was from Huffington Post. There are a couple other ones. One over at KOBI5.com with a story from CNN where Detective Joe Luera says he met with the mother and the boy off-site. She said it was a joke. And that's what she told Eyewitness News over the phone, but had initially agreed to share her story on camera. Ultimately, that changed. So she reneged on her offer to talk to the media on camera and has yet to appear in an interview format. But there was some interviewing going on of the neighbors, and neighbors were shocked to see that this happened on their street. One neighbor said, quote, I've been on this street for 4 years. Awesome family. So referring to the mother and their kids that, you know.
Well, yeah, because most people are really good at putting in, I mean, people don't walk around and be like, hey, guess what I did to my kids most of the time.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they do within like select circles, but the fact that someone is passable in public doesn't really mean anything to me.
Right, but it's always, you know, like the guy that goes on the weird killing spree, all of the neighbors are like, I never expected it. He was so quiet and stayed to himself.
I mean, and then in addition to that, people aren't really good judges of other people for the most part. Mm. They're not good at reading people. Sometimes they can judge character a little bit, sometimes they can't. And then people who do heinous things learn how to hide it. If you're outwardly acting like a serial killer, I mean, yeah, like Daryl said, it's like, well, I would have never seen that coming. That's how you're allowed to get away with it. If people saw it coming, they would stop you.
Well, the detective did say that he had personally met with the family and saw the child, his well-being. He appears to be in good health. There was another comment about sort of the quality of the home that he was in. So, you know, it doesn't seem like he was living in squalor or anything like that. It could have been a worse situation.
Well, right. No, if you look at the picture of the house,
it's
and
clean.
Even it looks like a really clean house.
Yeah.
From what you can see from a 10-second video, it looks like a decent neighborhood.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it looks like a really nice place, but, like, okay, so he's not being neglected in that way. That
right.
doesn't mean that she's a good person.
No doubt, but you know, now we're going to get into, I think, this issue here of, well, what would libertarians do? Let's say she was beating the kid as she was, you know, getting him out the front door. Let's say she was being physically abusive, and this wasn't the first time or whatever. And, you know, people know that this. You've got a set of parents that you know that you've seen them physically abusing their children. You know, and a lot of people would call the government in the situation that we have today, even though, as we've pointed out, and we've had many a story about CPS, DCF, DCYF, whatever these different alphabet agencies are that are purportedly protecting children, we know that a lot of them have child molesters that are working for them. They've got foster parents
who
are
abusive. Well, right, because as a child molester, where else would you want to work other than a place where you have, like, almost unlimited access to kids. I mean,
exactly. And then you got foster parents who are abusive, who've been known to lock children in closets, lock them in cages, starve them so they can actually get more money out of the foster check that they receive from the government, because if they're giving the child scraps and then eating steaks, then, you know, they're doing better than if they fed the child well. And so, you know, there's a lot of abuse that goes on with inside the state system. So I think we can all agree that the state system leaves a lot to be desired. But a lot of people would say, well, at least they help some kids get out of abusive situations. What would you libertarians do?
Well, first of all, because if I just go around doing random stuff, which is what the government's doing, it's going to happen that at some times I help people just by doing random stuff.
No, it's not random. They're getting phone calls from people.
So it's still random. They go and they like, oh, here's a situation. I'm going to mess with it. Here's another situation. Because they're not doing positively good, consistent things. So the fact that the government has done 80 billion things and two or three of them turned out good is not particularly relevant. So what I really want to point out is there's not a solution now. So the fact that there's not what a lot of people would consider a good solution or a perfect solution in a free society, it's a non-variable.
But you should have something, right? You should have some sort of idea of what you think the solution
could be. I understand that, but I just want to make it really, really clear. Like, we're not going from a solution to no solution. There is no solution now. CPS is not an entity that protects children. The United States government is not an entity that protects children. So there's not a solution now.
Okay.
In a libertarian society, in a case like this, or in most cases, I would do nothing, because it's usually more harmful to the child to
break them from their family.
To take them away than, okay, yeah, I mean, most people hit their kids. Like, is that right?
Do most people hit their kids? Is that true?
In the States, it is.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know if it's most. I think it's definitely a sizable percentage.
If we're including spanking in hitting, then it may be true. Because some people don't include spanking in hitting. I think they're the same thing.
I'm not sure
personally.
What, like, a non-hitting spanking is. But
I agree with you. But some people who spank don't consider that to be hitting the child.
Well,
because it's an open hand.
Of what they call it, like, I don't care. But
What I'm saying is you've got to have an answer.
Yeah, so it's more harmful.
If we're trying to persuade people.
The answer is, okay, so there's not. I understand that doing something makes people feel good, but it's not always the best solution. In some situations, the best thing you can do is to not do anything. And absent, like, extreme cases where somebody's actually killing their child or raping their child.
Or starving their child.
Which is killing them. So pretty much, like, murder and rape, outside of that, I would say leave it alone. Especially in a sense, okay, so right now we have people raising kids in really sick ways because we have a really sick society. If you have a healthy society, which is the only way to get a free society, then it would be really weird for just one random person to pop up and be like, hey, you know what? It'd be really fun if I just, like, went through the trouble and expense of having a kid, which would be more expensive because you're not going to get paid to do it in a free society like a lot of people are now.
Right, that's true.
To go through the trouble of paying for, I don't want to say an asset, but paying to have something, paying to have a child, and be like, hey, you know, it'd be really funny. Like, I know that it's healthier to, like, raise them right and use reason, but I just, like, really want to beat a kid. Like, if they grew up properly and they're in a society that's healthy and nice and acts right, that would be really unusual in the first place. But then if it was to happen, if you have a kid that's getting beat, I mean, I think that the kid's better off getting hit than they are without parents.
Well, it's not necessarily the choice. I mean, there's plenty of people who would volunteer their homes to a child.
Well, right, but then you're still ripping them away from their, unless they're an infant, and a lot of people who do hit their infants. That number is not most,
that's crazy,
as far as I know. But I've met people who hit their infants. At that point, and I still wouldn't advocate taking them away, but at that point,
at what point would you advocate?
I mean, pretty
taking
much
taking child from some parents.
I mean, I think I have to go with, and I mean, I haven't,
because you may be in the minority, and not just in the room, but I mean, there is a lot of people out there who want to help children in abusive families,
yeah,
and they're
going
to be shocked that you're like, unless they're getting stabbed to death.
But what are you going to do if you're not improving the situation?
You kidnap them. Is what you do. If there's no government around, If there's no, you know, state that we're used to, if we're talking about a stateless society where, you know, we truly have freedom and there's no coercive monopoly around, then somebody's going to have to step up and kidnap those kids, which means that they would be put at full legal liability for that action. But presuming people in that society value not having kids abused, there would be no way that an arbitrator would send the children back to the abusive home. That's how I see it. We can continue the discussion if you like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, Daryl, you ran for president as a Libertarian Party candidate. I'd love to hear how you would have handled this question had it been brought up in a debate. We'll come back to that here, and you can join us at Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now.
1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride. Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us on on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about abusive parents and what should happen in the voluntary society, in a society in which there is no state, not like we're used to, at least. We'll get back into that discussion here in moments. Let's go to the phones, though, to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Well, I wanted to report another unfortunate story, which is a reminder of why you do not call the police if you can help it, even in New Hampshire.
Ooh, uh-oh. Okay.
In Auburn, which is a little bit east of Manchester, around October 25th, the union leader is reporting that a man took a shot at an intruder in his home. Somehow or another, the police were informed. I don't know if he called them.
Well, usually when someone fires a gun in any kind of semi-urban area, there's frequently going to be a call to the police. So unless he was living out in the middle of nowhere, where gunshots are a little more common due to target practice and things like that, if you're talking about a place where he's in a neighborhood, there's a very good chance that it was someone who was nearby that called the police.
So they came supposedly to look for the suspect. That's exactly what they didn't find. But they did find marijuana plants.
Oh, no.
In the home of the person who, acted in defense of New Hampshire's security. Right? So the real defense of our security is the individual with the firearm, not the police. And so they confiscated a bunch of evidence and turned the case over to his Rockingham attorney or whatever to decide whether to press charges. I don't know. There may be more updates more recently. I don't know if charges were ever pressed or not.
So this was Auburn, New Hampshire, you said?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unfortunate. The headline here from Patch.com, NH pot grower shoots at intruder. You know, it's unfortunate that if you are in the drug business, you have a limited ability to protect your stash. You have a limited ability to protect your inventory in this case, because if you draw attention to the fact that you have something illegal going on inside your home, then the cops are not going to care about, you know, all the excuses or whatever it is that happens. So it's easier for somebody who is a robber to target somebody who's running a drug manufacturing operation. Which, of course, what they call this, it's growing plants. But, you know, somebody who's growing marijuana in this case, you've got to keep your head down. You know, use a sword or something like that to do something that's going to not draw as much attention to the fact that you just defended yourself. Now, you know, ultimately, I do have to wonder if there was a call, because this guy would have been a fool to have called the police on himself. So I'm going to presume that it was somebody else in the neighborhood who made that call.
Although I've seen police report things of people that have called the cops. I went to buy some drugs, and it turned out to not be the real drugs.
Oh, man. So,
well, there's something else, too, which is possibly a bigger concern, and that is that they actually went ahead and seized firearms from the residents. So, again, they're using the fact that someone's got a plant as an excuse to go after their Second Amendment rights.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's not uncommon for someone who's been arrested for a felony to have their weapons taken from them. That's a pretty common thing that I've seen in courts around here. And so, you know, what you're dealing with here is likely a situation where police were called in by a neighbor. They showed up, and I have to wonder if a gunshot emanates from inside of someone's home, or it appears to emanate from inside of someone's home, but all the police have is the say-so of an eyewitness, that shouldn't be enough. Now, Melanie, correct me if I'm wrong on this. You went to law school down in Louisiana.
No, that's going to be good to enter the house.
That's good enough? Just the say-so of some neighbor who said, I heard a gunshot?
And usually...
Is that exigent circumstances?
Yeah, usually just somebody saying... Because if you were accusing a crime that was non-imminent, if you were like, well, he has stolen property in his house and that was all you had, that's not going to be enough to get a search warrant.
But just say-so of a neighbor who could be biased?
That plus a safety issue is their argument. So if there are gunshots happening inside your house, I mean, because if you think about it, like, they don't even have to stop and go get a warrant for that. They just go in the house.
If the police observe it, but can they go on?
No. If they get a call, I see a man walking down the street open carrying. He's holding a gun in his hand.
Uh-huh.
The cops can just go, you know, like to wherever, and somebody says, "I saw him go in that house." They can just go in that house.
That
really?
That's a little bit more iffy because.
No, if the person has it in their hand, they are wielding a firearm, and the cop and
right,
it happened.
And that's probably
where somebody
be good enough.
Wielding a firearm, they just go wherever the people say. I saw the guy go over there.
Right, and that's probably is going to be good enough, but that is a little bit more iffy.
Yeah, but a lot of people will, remember, when the cops are trained to intimidate, so a lot of people will roll over when the cops arrive, and they'll let them search them or whatever, you know, based on the cop's flimsy excuse of, oh, well, you meet the description of the person who we believe robbed a 7-Eleven down the street, even though 7-Eleven never
Everybody
got robbed.
Everybody meets the description right. Because they're so vague.
So, I mean, look.
Somewhere between 5'6 and 6'3.
This guy might have let him in on the theory of he has a shot guy in his house who is robbing him. And I don't know where the plants were. Were
they haven't
like
found
in the
suspect. The
doorway?
They have not found the suspect here. So whoever the robber was shot at but did not get shot. Or at the very least, he got away if he was shot.
A lot of people get away after getting shot. But, I mean, how far away was he when the cops showed up? I mean, cops usually take a long time to get there, but I don't know that that's the case. I mean, were the plants, like, in the doorway, or were they in the closet of his bedroom, and they decided to, like, go search his house? I can't say, you know, that this guy acted unreasonably. I don't know what he should have done, really. There's really no good answer to that.
Well, if he called the cops, he probably shouldn't have done that, number one. If you're growing marijuana, you are no longer allowed to call the police
to your
home.
Right, but we don't know that he called them.
Exactly. I said if he called the cops. Dave, Ridley, RidleyReport.com, any analysis you want to add to this?
Well, yeah, the union leader reported, I think, that there had been some marijuana found outside. And additionally, there are two solutions to this kind of problem. One would be to get a suppressor once those get legalized or at least regulated a little bit more. And the other would be, you know, maybe don't call the police when you hear gunshots in your neighborhood. You may do more harm than good.
Yeah, we're definitely, definitely looking at working on the marijuana situation here in New Hampshire. By the way, Dave, you called in, I think it was last night, and you mentioned that there's a new video on your channel at RidleyReport.com of a news reporter assaulting you, grabbing your video camera and making unprivileged contact with you. I posted that video up over at freekeen.com, and I know that you said in your video notes that you did not want to mention the reporter's name, but I thought that Amy Covino from WMUR Television absolutely needs to be outed for her unprofessional behavior here. As somebody who's in the news media, she should know better than anyone else to not grab someone's video camera, because you better believe she'd be rip-ass mad if you walked up and grabbed her cameraman's camera lens and, you know, shoved him aside or whatever, is what happened to you in this situation. So just wanted to let you know I did repost that, so hopefully you'll get a few new views.
Yeah. Nice to have some backup on that. The number of hits went up by a third since you posted that. I appreciate
Sweet.
You. I actually mainly just didn't name her because I couldn't figure out for sure who she was, and I was kind of I was lazy about investigating it further.
We did that for you. Renee and I went to the WMUR site, and we looked at their their staff listing, and then we further, just to double-verify, went and looked at her Facebook page. And yeah, it's absolutely her. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. If people want to see that video, check out RidleyReport.com or just go to FreeKeen.com. It's one of the top stories right now. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about abuse inside families and what could be done about that. I want to get back into that conversation coming up here. Also, where are you planning on being in late February? How about Acapulco, Mexico, with a bunch of libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Milo Yiannopoulos, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Stephanie Murphy, Tone Bays, and more. You could be there, and these are a bunch of folks who are very principled, and they'll be sharing ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a, I wonder who they're going to have discuss personal relationships in that group of the sun and beaches of a world class resort. You don't want to miss
it. I'm curious why Milo Yiannopoulos is there, because he's not a libertarian. Yeah. And he's even posted about how horrible he thinks libertarians are.
It's a good question. Well, apparently, I'm guessing he's getting paid to be there, so you'd have to ask Jeff Berwick that question. February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, you can visit anarchapulco.com for early bird tickets. That's anarchapulco.com.
I wonder if they're going to have a flat earth panel.
Who is the flat earther in that group?
Berwick.
Oh, is he? Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Are you serious?
I didn't know that about him.
Or at least he seemed to be very, 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 very friendly to the flat earthers he's had on his podcast.
He is kind of a conspiracy guy. Let's go to Derek J. Freeman, who will actually be there, apparently. Derek J. calling us from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Derek, is the earth flat?
No, and Jeff Berwick should know better than that. I don't know why he would give those people any credibility. But, you know, it's a bummer to hear about the guy in New Hampshire who somehow the police went into his house and found some plants. And I heard that was in Rockingham County. I wanted to let you guys know that it just so happens there's a group of people who goes out every week and hands out jury nullification info at the Rockingham County Courthouse.
Excellent. So every week?
Good chance. Yeah, every Monday.
Wow.
So there's a good chance that the jurors who will sit on that man's trial will have in their hands some information about the concept of jury nullification.
Which is a great idea. Now, can you, for our listeners who might be brand new to the show, can you describe what jury nullification is?
Yeah, it's the idea that you can vote your conscience when you're on a trial as a juror, and you can say, yeah, this person is guilty of the crime as written, but I'm going to say not guilty as the verdict because the law is stupid and bad, and it actually harms society to have this law. And it would certainly harm this individual to put him in jail for plants. It would harm society for making them pay for this person to be in jail. It would harm his community and the people that he benefits every day at the work mm-hmm. and job that he does. So it's a harm to society and the individual, and it would be awesome to see jury nullification enacted in this man's case so that the police are less likely in the future to go in and say, oh, hey, I think we smell some pot in here. You know, what's ruined this guy's life today?
Yeah, if they can't get any convictions, I mean, if it got to the point where every person that they brought up on charges was getting let off due to jury nullification, then they would stop charging people at some point. Unfortunately, the first step is to actually encourage someone to take that charge to trial rather than taking a plea deal. I'm amazed that there are jury selections. Are there really jury selections every week, or are you just going out there every week for the hell of it?
The jury selection is once a month, and jury trials begin on Mondays, you know, and sometimes last throughout the week. But just to make sure that we've got our bases covered, there are activists out there every Monday, and you can see their blog posts about it after they hand out information. They take a picture and write a blog post about it at a website called rightsbrigade.com. I encourage your listeners to go check it out and see what we've been doing.
And I would like to add to that that jury nullification in the States is 100% legal. If you are a juror who wants to nullify because it's a victimless crime, mm-hmm. you do not have to tell anyone why you voted not guilty. In fact,
that's right.
If the prosecutor or the defense attorney, for that matter, wants to talk to you and you tell them, I don't want to talk to you, they have to go away.
Right, that's true.
The Supreme Court has held that jury nullification is a common law right. It's also legal in Louisiana.
They don't like it, but it's a right.
At any time you want to, you can vote not guilty for any reason or no reason at all. So if there's a crime that you just, I mean, because, you know, I understand everybody who's listening isn't an anarchist or voluntarist, and a lot of people have this I need to follow the law thing going on. So if that's you, and there's a law that you just think is entirely unjust, like marijuana possession, but you have that last thing holding you back of you want to follow the law, you are following the law.
By following your conscience,
right.
Right.
As a juror, you are allowed legally to nullify.
And the New Hampshire Constitution even recognizes the right of conscience. Part 1, Article 4 says that among natural rights, some are in their very nature unalienable because no equivalent can be given or received. Of this are the rights of conscience.
Right. But as I'm saying,
you know, speaking of the New Hampshire Constitution, there's the Article number 10, and I was out there at a anti-Trump rally yesterday talking about secession with people. That's another completely legal thing to do within the parameters of the state constitution, the right to revolution.
You know, well, that I will not vouch for the legality for, but I will definitely vouch for the legality of nullification anywhere.
Article 10 is a real thing. I mean, that's
right. And
okay, but if you start shooting at the National Guard and the cops, you're going to get arrested.
Right. It says when all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
And I agree with Article 10, and it's probably my favorite thing that has ever been written in a government document. I like it. I like to show it to status. I think that's funny. You know, I like it as a concept, but the fact of the matter is, if you start shooting cops, you're going to get arrested.
That doesn't say anything about
idea.
Shooting cops.
How do you revolt without shooting
people? It doesn't say revolt.
It said the right of revolution.
Right, that's the title. The title was added later. The actual wording of the article basically
talks about non-resistance.
Right,
you can resist without shooting somebody.
But basically, take some of the wording from the Declaration of Independence. Governments are created for blah blah blah. When they become destructive of this, you have a right to alter or abolish.
Go ahead, Derek.
Look, it doesn't matter what's in the Constitution. People, as a human, they have a right to self-determination. And so that's why people in California and Oregon and New Hampshire are talking about secession.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Now, how did it go yesterday? I haven't had a chance to watch your video yet. It was late last night when I saw it pop up.
I put up like an hour-long video on freeteen.com, and people can watch the full 4K thing.
Awesome.
Beautiful video, got great audio quality, and you can hear me talking to like 50 or so people about secession.
Wow.
90% of them are in favor of it. And
really?
And found it to be, something that they wouldn't object to. There are, of course, some people who said, oh, but that's not bloody. I don't know how many people want to stay in a relationship where the other party is going to beat and bruise you if you try and leave. But, it was a really interesting, worthwhile discussion.
You're doing great work out there, Derek J. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Derek J. Freeman from freekeen.com. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, if you want to see him talking to a bunch of leftists that were at an anti-Trump protest, that's where he went down to with his video camera, about secession. That video is up right now at freekeen.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I agree, jury nullification is an important idea. It's an important concept to get out there into people's minds. But if you don't have people who are taking things to trial, you'll never have the chance to nullify. So
Right. You've
also got to encourage people to not take the plea deal, because the government's always going to come up with some sweet-sounding plea deal for everybody that they're hitting with charges like marijuana growing, because they've actually lost a marijuana case due to jury nullification here in New Hampshire. They know it's a possibility that they could lose in front of a jury, so they want to reduce charges usually away from the jury trial capability. So if they take the person in New Hampshire from a Class A misdemeanor or from a felony down to a Class B misdemeanor, then they could completely avoid the chance of having a jury trial. So that's one of the things that I hope we'll see the legislature change here, is to make it so anyone with any level charge can demand a jury trial. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the toll-free lines. Number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We got more to say on the issue of abusive families and what would things be like for those people in a libertarian society. I want to wrap that discussion up, and then we'll get to someone who is really being abused, Chelsea Manning. And, Daryl, you've got the latest on her tragic case. But first, we go to someone calling themselves The Pig in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, The Pig. Hello? The Pig.
Pig.
Hello?
The Pig. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Here you are. How'd you get the name?
How did I get the name? Well, it started out as the Fabulous Dancing Pig some years ago.
All right.
I had to shorten it because it was a little long. That was my stage name as a musician.
So you're not fabulous anymore is what you're saying.
How did you get the name the Fabulous Dancing Pig?
Well, because I was really, really drunk, and I hit the dance floor, and I was tearing it up, baby. And I rolled back to my table, and I just held my arms up in the air and said, I'm the Fabulous Dancing Pig.
Woo!
Yeah! Right.
No, that's a Ric Flair woo. The Fabulous Dancing Pig does not go woo.
No? Well, you weren't there, so you don't know.
Right,
so
but exactly, only Ric Flair gets
exactly
to go woo.
So the pig...
Got nothing on this set.
What were you calling about tonight, dude? Go ahead.
Oh, hell, I forgot after listening to you guys. You got me so confused. I'm probably not smart enough to talk to you.
Oh, come on now.
No, I'm kidding. Actually, I think I'm very smart. I'm probably the smartest guy you've spoken with. No, what I'm calling about the youth indoctrination. I've kind of dedicated my life to trying to come up with ways to reach the youth.
Okay.
And I see people on... different sides of the aisle or different philosophies, winning and failing. And I don't think any of the right people are winning. So
when you say winning, you mean winning in that they are winning. Not successfully contacting the youth?
Winning, the correct people are not winning the youth.
Okay.
When someone is born, they're a libertarian. I guarantee it. They don't know it, but that's what they are.
Well, because libertarianism is a philosophy, I think that that's not true, because infants don't really hold philosophies.
Okay, now we're getting a little bit too serious there. Obviously, infants don't have a philosophy, but as the kid grows up, it doesn't take long until, you know, they realize that they don't want to be screwed with.
Right, and, you know, most young children are taught, don't hit people, don't take their stuff, and be nice to each other.
Well, that's the greatest thing that's a Matt Kibbe. That's one of the favorite things that I say all the time. You know, don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
Well, the fact that kids have to be taught that, isn't that an example that they're not born libertarian? Because, you know, there are plenty of examples on, let's say, the playground in preschool where there's going to be somebody who's pushy, you know, some bratty kid who's trying to take somebody's lunch or take their soccer ball or whatever, and that's why these lessons have to be dealt out at some point. I get what you're saying, though. You're saying
at
you believe
some
it's
point.
A pretty you're saying it's a pretty natural human inclination to want to be left alone. I think that's true, but it doesn't necessarily follow that the person who wants to be left alone also will reciprocate that to others. So sometimes the bully may want to be left alone, but also wants to take other people's things. You see what I'm saying?
It's not an exact science. Typically, in a given school, you're not going to have 90% of the kids being bullied.
That's true.
Maybe you have 10%, but I would imagine it's less than that. The media would have you believe much more than that.
I think you're right about that. I'll agree with you that I'll say that most people by nature do desire to be free. It's the society and, you know, the parents that inculcate them with ideas that are contrary to that over time. I agree with that.
So we have to reach them. I feel like this can be done. But, you know, on the one side, you've got, let's say conservatives. They're correct on certain things, and they're hypocrites on other things. They will never win the youth because they are lame.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, they will never win the youth. And the things they're correct on are very important things. You know, fiscal responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. But kids will move to progressivism, and it's still that kid that is more libertarian by nature than anything else. They'll move to progressivism and statism because of the social issues that are used as tools to lure them in.
Well, right, because it still sounds like to a kid, it sounds like who's uneducated or a young person who's uneducated in the sort of the ways of the world, free stuff sounds pretty good. I mean, that's why socialism is so attractive to young people.
And then here we are in the middle. You know, I would probably disagree with you guys on some things, and you guys disagree with each other on some things, but we're all liberty people. And that's where we need to be. And if the kid is educated, they will stay in the realm of liberty. So we have to create content, creative content, entertainment that these kids, that's illustrative, not preachy, that is illustrative, that kids will actually be drawn to and taught without being taught to.
Now, when you say kids, are you talking about the whole range of young people, like from 5 to 15, or?
No, I do need to boil this down.
You're talking about teenagers?
Elementary? Teenagers and the unfortunate adolescence that continues into the 20s that is just so sad.
All right, so how do we do this? Because I agree with you that this is important, but it's also something that is difficult because generally young people are not interested in the world around them. You know, they're not.
Not only that, but parents will freak out if you try to hand their children some literature.
I've done that before.
But yet, they have no problem sending their kids to the government indoctrination camp for 8 hours a day.
Right. You're talking about creating media.
I'm talking about creating media.
Yeah.
Actually, the reason I called tonight is because I sent you guys a message yesterday or the day before, and the fellow told me to call in. I was wanting to see if there was any of you folks who would like to play a statist in a movie that I'm writing or that we're putting together.
Are you going to be making it in New Hampshire? Because then you have a lot of options as far as people who might be able to help you with that.
We will travel. We've got everything lined out, but you know, I need a character called Ditzy Prom Queen, who's a news person. And I wanted to find real liberty people to play their opposite as statists.
That's fun.
And oh, it's fun. It's called Finger Bang the Rock Opera.
That's the name of it? That's the name. Yeah, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say,
right there, am I winning right there with the youth? They see something. It's called Finger Bang the Rock Opera.
Yeah, that's definitely going to get some attention, no doubt about that.
But then the word opera, though, I don't want to go see something musical.
No one likes operas, especially young people.
Rock opera, baby.
But they don't know what that is. But they don't know what that is.
Do they not know what that is?
I don't know what that is, and I'm 38 years old.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You don't know what the wall is? You don't know what the wall is? If you don't know what the wall is, I'm coming to New Hampshire right now.
No, I said I don't know what rock opera means.
If we can get Daryl to say he doesn't know what it is, will you move to New Hampshire right now?
Oh, my God. That would be hard for me to...
I do not know what the phrase rock opera means.
Okay. He was giving you an example.
Hold on. Let me give you this, though. I will come to New Hampshire because I'm getting ready to promote Finger Bang the Rock Opera. With, hold on, the Finger Bang Awareness Tour.
No, I want to hear more about this as it develops, Pig. Thank you for the call tonight,
and
man.
Contact Mark at freetalklive.com if you want some advertising.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely keep us in the loop on the movie's production. Sounds interesting. He was giving you The Wall as an example of what a rock opera is.
Okay.
Specifically referring to Pink Floyd's The Wall. I think the movie.
I what he was saw part of it.
So the toll-free number
I here, guess you've got to be high to enjoy it.
It helps. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do agree with him that, you know, libertarians need to reach young people, but how is really the question. This is Free Talk Live. We can talk about that coming up.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon, fully cooked. cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.